AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Boston's police commissioner says an officer who was shot during a motor vehicle stop is in tough shape. Commissioner William Evans says the officer was highly decorated in the military and has continued to excel on the force.
One of our most outstanding officers in the Youth Violent Task Force, who are all, you know, out there every night taking the guns off the street. And again, I think their work goes unnoticed till, unfortunately, we got an incident like this.
Officials say a suspect opened fire on police, hitting the officer just below an eye. The officer is in critical condition in an induced coma, fighting for his life at a hospital. Other officers at the scene shot and killed the suspect. In Germany, victims of an air crash in the French Alps were remembered. A church service in their honor was held in Dusseldorf, where the German wing's Airbus was headed, when, according to authorities, the co-pilot crashed the jet into a mountainside Tuesday, killing all 150 people on board. A venture capital firm did not discriminate or retaliate against a female employee in a case that debated gender imbalance and working conditions for women in Silicon Valley. That's the decision of a jury in San Francisco, which reached the verdict after 3 days of deliberations in a lawsuit filed by Ellen Pao against Kleiner Perkins Caulfield and Byers. Attorney Lynn Hermel says she always believed her corporate client was not guilty.
It never occurred to me for a second that a careful and attentive jury like this would find either discrimination or retaliation, and I'm glad to have been proven right about that.
Italy's highest court has overturned a murder conviction against American Amanda Knox. This is AP Radio News. Louisville turns it on at the end to defeat North Carolina State and move into the NCAA Tournament East Regional Final.
In a back-and-forth game until late in the second half, Louisville topped NC State at the Carrier Dome 75-65 in the East Regional Semifinal. It was lockdown defense for the Cardinals, plus two late baskets with fouls by guard Terry Rozier that pushed Louisville over the edge. Montrezl Harrell led Louisville with 24 points as the Cardinals head to the Elite Eight for the sixth time in the last 11 years. Mike Lindsley, Syracuse.
A lender who failed to win an auction this week for Radio Shack's assets is planning to submit a new bid as a bankruptcy court hearing on the fate of the electronics retailer drags on. An attorney for Salus Capital Partners says it will present a new bid when the hearing resumes on Monday and it's willing to discuss the matter. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.